We're going to do something this morning now completely different. We're going to go off script. We got to figure out a way to harness some of the energy that God has created through Serve Day. So we're coming off. We're not going to be on the platform anymore. We're going to create an environment where we can watch videos, hear a holistic presentation of everything that God did through all these 17 different service projects on Serve Day. So I know you could only serve at one project, but we have updates and slides from what God did at every single project so you can gain an appreciation. We can all thank God together for what he did through our church and for our community. And then we're going to open it up, and Bill and Deanna here and myself are going to be around with roving microphones, and some of you are going to get a chance to share what you experienced on Serve Day. But let's kick it off with a Serve Day recap video. You're going to love this. Wait till you see what God did. Take a look at this right here. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to what? To serve.
From the deepest sea to the greatest heights, through the city streets to the open sky, from the mountain tops to the
So as we were heading into this weekend, I say, Lord, you got to come up with one word that we can share with people that can describe, that can wrap Serve Day up, just one word, and he provided it. God's good that way. You know what the word is? Catalyst. Catalyst. A catalyst is a person or an event that quickly causes change or action, and for CPC, Serve Day was a, say it with me, it was a catalyst. Let's say it one more time together. It was a catalyst. And guess what? We'll never be the same. We will never be the same. We're going to do it again next year. I bet it'll be twice as big. I bet we'll have twice as many people from the community that want to be a part of it, because the word got out pretty quickly, amen? So just so we can all appreciate everything that God did in and through us over the last weekend, we're going to go through these projects one by one. We're going to highlight some of the things that God did. We're going to show you pictures of who was a part of it, and then we're going to sprinkle in some testimonies as well. And here's how we're going to do. We're going to start locally. We're going to start on campus, and we're going to go out and talk about our neighbors, and we're going to talk about people in our community, and then our region, and all the way out to Richmond and Oakland and San Francisco City Impact. So that's the map for today. Let's start with on-campus projects. There were a bunch of them. We had over 150 volunteers on campus. Raise your hand if you served on campus last week. Way to go, guys. Way to go. Now, two groups of project managers for that. Deanna right here. Deanna, you did an amazing job coordinating. This gal can coordinate. It's crazy. This is amazing. And our deacons. Deanna and our deacons, this was the D&D connection on campus, and we had over 150 volunteers. Here are the stats. 740 care packages, 1,600 cards written for Blue Star Moms. There's this one gal, I think she's here, her name's Caroline, you're going to hear from her later, personally wrote over 100 cards. Personally. Incredible. San Francisco City Impact got 300 homeless hygiene bags. Bay Area Rescue Mission in Richmond got another 300. Valley Pregnancy Center, a partner of ours, got a half dozen baskets for new moms. Blue Star Moms got 300 bags going overseas for our men and women serving our country. We ran out of things and people and serving slots on campus, so we added another thing. That one filled up too. We added World Vision and we packed 125 hygiene kits for them. And then our personal CPC mission partners got 10 personalized care packages sent to them overseas. Way to go, those of you who served on campus. Those weren't the only ones on campus though, because we also had, you see over there set up in the far left corner of the parking lot, we had our student ministries led by our student interns that set up a waterless car wash. So it was actually a car detail because we're drought sensitive. Amen? Yeah, we don't want any bad press on that one. So we did an interior detail and cooked them burgers. Here's the heart behind doing that, by the way. This came as an idea to have a personal invitation to all of our immediate neighbors. So there was 9 people on this serve day planning team, and one of the things that we prayed about to be mindful of is not going over our immediate neighbors, our actual neighbors, to serve our community and our region. We wanted to serve our neighbors. So we went around and did something on campus, personally invited them to get their cars detailed and have a burger. We detailed over 30 cars. We cooked over 60 burgers for people, and then several of our neighbors loved what was going on. They heard the little rumblings. What are you guys doing? Oh, we're serving in here. Can I be a part of that? And so they walked into the gym and joined the people serving. So way to go. Who is a part of the car wash here? Way to go for you. I see you back there. All right, what's the next one? Town of Danville, Danville Fire and Police Station. Okay, 37 families served these guys. They cooked chicken for 60 guys. These guys can eat now at the fire station. And 26 plates of homemade treats, dozens of kids playing on fire truck, an amazing testimony that you'll hear a little bit later from the Ligon family, and something that was powerful for them with the fire station. They serve 4 fire stations and 1 police station. This is one that's going to keep going as well in our midst. The next one, as we keep going, is the town of Danville. Now, 150 plus people under the leadership of Lane Alexander. Michelle McMullen led the fire station one. Lane Alexander led this one. 150 volunteers. You went to Oak Hill Park, and you know that fence, that white, that two-part bar fence that goes all around Oak Hill Park and Monta Vista High School? Raise your hand if you know that fence. Okay, that thing is big. Someone should say amen. That thing is big. And the goal was to paint 1/3 of that fence. You had to prime it first and then paint it. So here's what happened. They got through 2/3 of priming and painting, primed the other 1/3, this group of volunteers, and they said the only reason they didn't finish the whole job was that they ran out of paint. Here's the coolest thing. Everybody loved these t-shirts. Have we talked about the t-shirts yet? I told you these were going to be collector's items. We only made 1,200 of them. Now it's like, if you don't have one, well, they are gone, baby, gone. You see these on eBay now. I saw a guy on the trail 2 days ago running on in his serve day t-shirt. I thought, yes, that is what's going to happen in our community. So the residents who live around Oak Hill Park, Lane was saying, started to come out and said, what are you guys doing? We want to be a part of this. And some of them joined right in and served. Here's what I loved. Part of the Serve Day goal was to partner with half Christian organizations and half secular organizations, because we want to affirm people who are doing stuff in the name of Christ. But for those in our community who are just deserving, devoted organizations who we love, we wanted to come alongside them and say, hey, we're not a bunch of Christian dorks. We love what you're doing. We want to support what you're doing. We have a church who cares about you. So we're going to supply you with people and resources, actual money, to support your mission. We're here for you, to serve you. Here's what happened. Among many others, a guy by the name of Jed Johnson, who's the maintenance service director for the town of Danville, wrote this. He said, good afternoon, Carol. Now, by the way, Carol Mascali is my assistant. Carol, you're in here right now, right? Carol, will you just stand up right now? Emily, will you stand up too, right next to her?
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't want to put you guys on the spot. I'll just walk right up here. Stand right here. Don't sit down. You're going to be tempted to sit down. The reason why I just shine a spotlight on you guys for just one second is a lot of people have come up and said, hey, Tyler, thanks for Serve Day and that sort of thing. Serve Day, number one, Carol was the wizard behind, she was the administrative wizard behind Serve Day. She coordinated the entire project single-handedly through the project managers. Thank you for what you did. It was amazing. You were amazing. And Emily, who's our creative communications director, Emily Hill, she took the project that was a local thing and through social media and a promotional plan made it scalable to the masses so that our community could appreciate and see what we were doing. Thank you so much for doing that. You guys are amazing. Here's the letter from Jed Johnson. Good afternoon, Carol. I wanted to thank you and Lane and all of the volunteers from Community Presbyterian Church that spent time on Sunday, May 22nd, painting the metal rail fence at Oak Hill Park. Without these monumental efforts by CPC volunteer groups, we could not get done all of the tasks that are needed to keep the facilities and amenities in Danville looking the way that they do. CPC's ability to mobilize the number of volunteers that showed up on Sunday was amazing. And the amount of fencing they were able to accomplish was also astonishing. On behalf of the town, my department, and my staff, I wanted to pass along our sincere appreciation for your efforts. Sincerely, Jed Johnson, Maintenance Director for the Town of Danville. Way to go. What's the next one? Okay, moving out. Del Amigo High School. This was like an extreme school makeover. 70 volunteers. Hours and hours, they painted over 2,000 square foot of walls. They painted almost the entire school, especially the front-facing facade. They redid and repainted the Del Amigo High School sign. See those huge cracks? And it doesn't even look like it. It looks brand new now. John Sawyer, who works there, he plays in our praise band. Where are you, John, this time? There you are back there. He said last night when he shared, he goes, some of the Del Amigo students, this was such a transformation. They go to the school. They drove right by the school. They didn't even recognize that was school. That can't even be our place. They replaced six planters with over 70 types of vegetables to support the new culinary curriculum they're introducing to the school. They planted beautification plants all throughout. They redid and cleaned classrooms, kitchens. They completely set up a brand new weight room for students in there. I mean, just Dave Donnie led this project. They did an incredible job. Who here was at Del Amigo? Just raise your hand just so we can thank you. Awesome job. Awesome job. The next one, we'll hear from David in a little bit. Next one, Paradise Adolescent Home. Another extreme home makeover. Keith Hazley led this one. They spent from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Paradise Girls Home in Pleasanton. Incredible. Plus a whole day of Saturday shopping and a whole day on Monday kind of cleaning up and doing some other stuff. So it really was a weekend commitment. Completely replaced the front facing of the house. Redid the whole hallway with paint. Redid two bathrooms in a day, including plumbing and painting and vanities and everything. The six girls who came from very, very difficult family circumstances who live there right now, the gals and the moms in the group took them out, loved them the whole day, took them to lunch, took them shopping, bought them all new bedding, bought them blinds. They had sheets trying to block the shade, the sun coming into their windows, bought them blinds. Completely love them. I heard a rumor that they might even come and worship with us. Are the Paradise Girls, are they here today? If they do, I'm going to give you a big hug. Okay, that's good. You just don't want to tell me that you're here. But we're going to get them here to worship with us. Those of you who went to Paradise Home, God bless you. That was amazing. Way to go. What's next? What's next? Okay, Kids Against Hunger. This was in Pleasanton. Here's what was so cool. I got to land here. Carol, you gave me the most aggressive itinerary for one person on serve day. She sent me to 11 of the 17 projects. This is where I got to land and serve with my family here. I was on shift two. There were two shifts. CPC had 244 families who served at, not people, families who served at Kids Against Hunger on Sunday. They packed 50,000, should say we packed, excuse me, 50,328 meals. Now, just for scale, to let you know, Kids Against Hunger has been in existence for 6 years. Sherry, the president of that ministry, who gave a powerful testimony at the end, if you were there, you know. She, and by the way, I got to fit this one in here. It's like a CPC testimony. She's like Joe CPC-er. She goes, listen, here's why I started Kids Against Hunger. 6 years ago, I had retired. I had plenty of money. My husband had worked. We had everything that we wanted. I drove a Lexus. We could take any vacation that we wanted. We weren't crazy rich, but we didn't really want for much. And so I prayed to God, and I was honest with him. I said, God, here's what I'm not willing to do. I'm not willing to move or travel to a third world country. Some of you CPCers are going, amen. I'm not either. Just be honest. We're in church. But she said, I am willing to open up my life and say, God, what do you want me to do? And she said, God told her to start this. And so in year one, 2010, when they opened their doors, they packed 114,000 meals to send to Haiti through a ministry that's also a mission partner of ours, Extolo, started by a guy named Avery Pratt. 114,000 in year one. Sunday, in 4 hours, CPC packed 50,000 meals in 4 hours. Just an incredible job. Way to go, you guys who did that. Just a little personal sharing. I got to do two things that I've never gotten to do. I got to pack meals with my family, number one. Number two, I got to say the first closing prayer as a pastor with a hairnet on. I had a hairnet on that one. Okay, next one. That was kind of fun. Shelter Inc. Carol not only executed all of Serve Day, you also were the project manager for Shelter Inc. Shelter Inc. is a transitional home in Pittsburgh. We had 37. How many people went to Shelters, Inc.? Sorry, I checked my notes here. Carol, you can shout it out to me. 39, my bad. 39 volunteers cleaned a despicable kitchen, unpacked and organized 55 trash bags filled with donations, organized a gigantic kids' play area, then got to turn the corner and enjoy lunch with the clients who live at the shelter. The time commitment was 3 hours, but Carol said the experience was immeasurable. How many of you went to Shelter, Inc. by a show of hands? Way to go. That was special. Thank you. Next one, Restore. Now, Restore are four homes owned by a nonprofit called Restore in Concord. They are like a recovery house for men who are coming out of addiction and coming out of homelessness, and also women and children, like a true halfway house transitioning back into a fully functioning life. Four homes. Now, we had Shane Litzenberger, who is definitely a numbers guy, I can just tell by his recap. 46 volunteers. We cleaned 52 windows, 39 large trash bags of debris. We cleaned gutters and roofs in four houses, two kitchens, organized a garage full of donated items for the women's boutique. We weeded 4 yards. We had one student, an SRVCA student by the name of Justin Bieldenis. He's the son of one of our deacons, Wendy Bieldenis, who personally donated 35 pairs of new socks with hygiene items for homeless for their Restore Homeless Outreach Program. And we had one volunteer, our own Diane Camp, who personally donated over three dozen books. I happened to show up at Restore at the end, and some of the guys, the residents, were already diving into these books. It was pretty cool to see that. One other word on Restore before we go off of that. We weren't supposed to go there. A week before, we had these 50 volunteers going to Shepherd's Gate out in Livermore, another ministry partner. But Steve McCree, who's the president of Shepherd's Gates, called and said, we don't have enough for you to do, and so we got to back out of Serve Day. So all of a sudden, we needed a plan B. God had to show us a plan B, and Restore entered the picture. So all this happened, and it was a plan B. Has anybody had God give them a plan B in their life before? Raise your hand if you can relate to a plan B. God calls an audible, and you thought it was plan A, but really it's plan B. I mean, some of us are sitting next to plan B, where God has made that a plan A. But here, let me finish here. Here's what's amazing. Stick with me. Here's what's amazing about our God. He's a redeemer. So God can turn what seems like a plan B and show us, oh no, this is really plan A. And he can do amazing things through that. So let's just thank the people who went out and served and restored. Really great job. Next one. Richmond Transformed. Oh boy. Richmond Transformed, a regional development project. We're partnering with four organizations in Richmond. We got three of them in Serve Day: Christian Home Missionary Baptist Church, Bay Area Rescue Mission, and Garden of Peace. So these partners of ours in Richmond, when we said, how can we serve you? And Mark Seller, you organized, I see you over here, you were in the back last time. Mark organized this entire, all three of these projects, three different worship services. You'll hear from Mark in a little bit. The cool thing was, we asked these guys, how can we serve you? You know what they said? Don't paint our fence, don't fix our roof, get dressed up, because we go big on Sundays. Come on over and worship God with us. Be a part of our worship service. And so you saw some of that in there. And for those of you who went to Richmond, you know it was incredible. And the Bay Area Rescue Mission, they did a service in the park so they could invite the homeless population, the neighbors, stuff like that. What was so cool, by the way, our own Heidi Johnson, who's our care pastor, she preached. And word on the street is she brought it. Like, she was preaching. I've had people come up to me and said, why don't you let Heidi preach? You need to let her go. And I'm like, I'm not holding her back, but I heard she was awesome. And the coolest thing is we sent in the last 9 years, we've sent 175 CPCers to Richmond to serve there. 175 in the last 9 years. Last Sunday, we sent 150, three busloads. So is God up to something good through CPC in Richmond? Amen. Thank you guys who went to Richmond. Two more to get to, and then we'll hear from some of you share your stories. Next one would be in Oakland, City Team Ministries in Oakland. We had 27 volunteers that went to City Team. They took their primary, the hub of their ministry there, which is a ministry to homeless and addicted and people coming off the street in Oakland. We've been ministry partners with them for a long time. The hub of their ministry is their dining hall area, and it was musty, it was nasty, it was light brown. We were there with our family in around Christmas time, and it needed a makeover. So these guys came in, completely painted the place spotless white, gleaming, with some nice blue trim. They had time to share a meal with some of the guys who were part of that, and then they got a tour of the facility, and I've talked to a few guys that are already making plans to go back. I love hearing that. How many of you went to City Team just by a show of hands? Way to go. Nice job. Tim Alberg led that project. The last one is San Francisco City Impact. We sent 101 volunteers total to San Francisco City Impact. We sent 43 on Saturday and 58 on Sunday, and they did everything from delivering groceries to the homeless population around the Tenderloin, to having meals with each other, or with some of the residents there, to praying with them, to engaging them, serving them in multiple ways. San Francisco City Impact, which is run by Christian Huang. He preached last year at our Gift World Weekend. He's preaching again this summer, the last weekend of the summer, so you're going to want to be here for that. That is one of the most amazing plug-and-play. You can go there at any time. They can handle you as a volunteer. They'll have something for you to do, whether you're individual, as a family, or as a small group. This is one you can go back to. How many of you, just by a show of hands, went to San Francisco City Impact? Let me see you. Way to go. Nice job. So now let's transition into some sharing time. We're going to open it up, and we just want to be just real free here, like town hall meeting style. You guys can stand up and get ready for these mics. We can start with Mark Seller right over there, Bill. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you an opportunity to share, and share around this word of a catalyst. So answer two questions if you want to share. If you're looking, oh, what does I share? Number one, what happened? Like, share your experience wherever you served with or with your family. And number two, answer the question, how will Serve Day be a catalyst for you or for your family? Does that sound good? Mark, take it away.
Well, in the what happened category, you need to know that this whole Serve Day was bathed in prayer. Mm-hmm. Every one of you was prayed for individually about what God would do in your heart. And as seeing this whole thing, I'm struck with, Something happened in the soul of CPC on Serve Day that is transformational, that is special. And God gave us that special gift. And so I want to say a couple things about Richmond. In particular, Richmond, about 600 people got to hear the word of Christ preached. About 600 people were loved in ways we can't even imagine. About 150 of us, the rest were Richmond people, and we had concerns about going to Richmond, and boy, did they have concerns about what they would receive from us. And I got to tell you, talking to Pastor Washington, Pastor Featherstone, and John Anderson at the Bay Area Rescue Mission, I'm not sure of the word, the emotional adjective, but blown away by the love they received from individuals. It was astounding. Tyler already mentioned Pastor Johnson, Heidi Johnson here. She got up at the Bay Area Rescue Mission, asked to a CPC person to give a sermon. And okay, and so for weeks, we didn't have anybody to give a sermon. I'm asking Tyler, who's gonna give a sermon? He looked around, he looked in the mirror, he looked at me. I'm like, okay, so we don't know
yet. No, I actually said to Mark, I'm like, you're the project manager.
Yeah. That's it. And so when the people started to sign up, I asked God, who would you bring forward to give a message? And he pointed to Heidi. I'm thinking, okay. I asked Pastor Heidi. She was like, I'm in. So she gets up there. She grabs the mic. And this, she became alive. You wouldn't believe it. It was like the spirit inside of me said, that is why she got into ministry. Because that is the spirit being released through her. It was just awesome. Next steps, at the Bay Area Rescue Mission, we have already had 6 or 7 people that have agreed to sign up to teach GED classes. Mm. We have at least one person who's agreed to teach a Bible class. And so good stuff is happening, and it's just been a wonderful opportunity.
Fabulous. That's a catalyst. Thank you, Mark. And again, thank you for your leadership, Mark. That was amazing just to see what you did there. Is the girl who, Caroline, who made over 100 cards, are you here right now? Deanna would love to have you be able to share if you're here. She's in the back right there. Okay, we'll come to you next. Let's go to Dave. Bill, why don't we go to Dave Donnie, who's right about there, and then we'll go over to Caroline. Dave, tell us what happened at Del Amigo, a little bit of your experience, and how it'll serve as a catalyst for you or your family.
Del Amigo. Well, I think most of you have probably heard of Del Amigo High School, but probably like me, most of you maybe don't know a lot about it. It's a continuing education high school. It's right next to San Ramon Valley High. And I think what came out of this project for a lot of us is that our eyes got open to a place that serves our community, serves our students, that we knew was there, but we really didn't know anything about. And I gotta tell you, it is amazing. There's only a dozen people that are on the staff and the teaching there. It's a relatively small school. But if you could meet these people, you would pretty much be blown away. And Amy Asu is the principal. She is a strong woman of faith, and we were able to pray with her during that day. Mm. So if you drive by Del Amigo, pray for Amy. And John Sawyer, who's with us here at CPC, this wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for him, because he's on the counseling staff there and was a real touch point. So the one thing I want to say, though, it's our volunteers, the volunteers that showed up. Because what was a little bit different about this project, there were 70 folks that showed up, was that this wasn't real visible. A lot of the people were doing stuff inside classrooms. They're around the backside doing a lot of gardening. It was volunteering. It was serving where you're not being seen. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, you know, where Jesus really wants to work on our hearts. It's where he wants to work on my heart, is how can you serve when you're not really visually or audibly acknowledged? And these guys were unbelievable. You know what else? Our volunteers, they just had a blast. They had so much fun being with each other. Mm-hmm. What's happening next? Great stuff. We had one guy who, Bob Westgate, he is the brother of Mark Westgate. He's a painter by profession. He went back there this week on Wednesday afternoon, spent 4 hours power washing their sidewalks and doing additional trim paint just because he was so excited about what he did on Sunday. We got another crew of guys that are going back.
Dave, by the way, I happened to be on a bike ride with my son going by Del Amigo at that time. I saw Bob getting into his painting truck, and I go, Bob, what are you doing here? And here's what he said. He goes, there's two things that I love to do. I love to paint, and I love to serve.
Yeah.
So he just showed up at the end. So.
And he doesn't go here. He came into our project about 5 days before we started because we had a somebody that couldn't make it, and so it was fantastic. We got a group of guys that are going back there this Saturday to put in a brand new kind of hard rubber mat floor in their weight room. And what was exciting, yesterday I went over there just to check on a couple things, and a truck pulls up, and it's filled with a couple, three maintenance guys from the San Ramon Valley School District on a Saturday, Memorial Day weekend. They came by to check all the sprinklers because they wanted to make sure that everything we planted was still living. So, you know, on the one hand, it's like we kind of think, gee, we're not being seen or noticed. But, you know, God has this fun way of kind of showing us a little bit later how it was making an impact. So it was a great day.
Thank you so much, Dave. All right. Let's hear from a couple more. We'll go to Deanna back there with Caroline. Caroline,
hey, Caroline,
you're so amazing.
So people can see. You want to stand up on the chair? People can see you, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Hi. This is Caroline. She's in fourth grade. She's going to tell us about her experience.
Well, I thought it was just a great experience for our church to learn that we can serve the people that serve us. So the people in military, Navy, like people in the desert, we helped package things for them and make cards for them. So we just wanted to help save, they wanted to help save our souls. So I felt like we should help them.
Yeah.
So the more I made cards, the more I felt like I was the server.
Oh, I felt
like I was serving them.
Amazing. Amazing. I'm gonna ask the Ligon family to stand up right here. We're gonna go talking about having a chance to serve someone who has served them. This serve day had special significance to the Ligon family, and this is Julie and Rob Ligon and their daughters Bree and Charlotte over here. Charlotte, if you go. See that picture up there on the left, on the top corner? That's Charlotte on top of the fire truck there. And Julie's going to share a little bit about why this was such a special opportunity for them to serve on Serve Day.
Yeah, that picture is Charlotte. If you've ever met her, and I know a lot of you in this room have, that is who she is. That's who she is right now, and thank God for her. About a year ago, Charlotte has epilepsy, and she had a major seizure while she was swimming at the Diablo Country Club pool. And I wasn't paying attention to her. We have another little guy who I was watching because he doesn't know how to swim yet, and Charlotte's a great swimmer. And she sank to the bottom of the pool. And we still don't know how long she was down there for, but it was a long time. It was a long time, and Bree found her, and Bree swam down to the bottom of the pool and tried to rescue her herself, and she couldn't get her up. That's weird. I didn't realize. Charlotte was rescued by one of the lifeguards there, and another amazing mom who actually owns Splash Swim School. God placed her at the pool that day and were able to get Charlotte breathing. When she was pulled up from the water, she was blue and wasn't breathing. And we didn't know. And luckily, thank God, God placed a lot of the women that I'm in a Bible study with at the pool that day too. So we all just clutched each other and prayed because that's all we could do. And I remember there was so many dark and awful moments that day that I will never forget. I relive them every single day. But there were some amazing, bright, beautiful moments. Just so many wonderful things that happened. And one of the things that sticks in my mind the most was I was kneeling down by Charlotte as she is starting to breathing. She wasn't awake, but she was slowly breathing, and I was praying for her. And I always say this same prayer whenever she has a seizure, and I always say, "You are God's perfect child," and she is in every way. You are God's perfect child, and I just said that over and over again. And I remember out of the corner of my eye seeing the black boots of the firemen and the policemen right at the gate, and a huge amount of calm washed over me because I knew that they could help her. And she was being helped, and the women that helped her were amazing, but they were here to help save her. And shortly after, we heard helicopter landed on the golf course and flew Charlotte away.
To Children's Hospital in Oakland. So yeah. You can imagine, as a mom or a dad, you don't know how it's going to turn out. They get into the helicopter flight at Children's and say, you can't come in here. You have to meet us at the hospital to find out if everything's okay, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, just the worst, most quiet drive of our lives. It was terrible. But they do that for a reason. I know they do all of those things for a reason, and mm-hmm. Part of it is to protect us, and part of it is just to get us out of their hair. And they need to do their thing. They've got to mm-hmm. do their job, and that's why. But it's so gut-wrenching to be in that situation. I was ready to go, and they're like, nope. And I said, I'm not that big, please, I'll just stand in the corner. No, you can't come. So what it meant for us that day, what they did was so monumental. Bringing them some cupcakes, you know, on a Sunday afternoon was nothing, mm-hmm. you know, but being able to just do something. I drive by the fire department on Green Valley 20 times a day, dropping the kids off, and I think about them all the time. Whenever I see a fireman, I start, like in Starbucks, I'll start to tell them our story, and I'll be crying, and they'll be like, it's okay, good job, thanks, and kind of back away from me a little bit, like, that's what we do, it's all good, and I'm like, you don't understand. Mm-hmm. So able to be able to thank them in a small way, and we started talking to the guys there, and they were just, I showed them a card we had made, and they started reading it, and one of the firemen said, oh, I remember that call, I remember. And Charlotte, at the moment, was like running around on top of the, you know, fire truck and doing her thing, and he was like, it never turns out that way. It just doesn't. You're so lucky. And mm-hmm. we are. And so when I think of the word catalyst, that accident, Charlotte's accident, although terrible and dark and scary, there's been so much beauty that's come from it, and mm-hmm. so much light that's come from it, and so many people who prayed and came together because of it. Friendships are deeper because of it. And so it's a catalyst for me to share that story, that there are true miracles, that God put her in that pool. He put all the people around us that we needed that day and made it all happen, and it was for a reason. And so that's my catalyst, that's our catalyst as a family, to go out
Amen.
And share.
Thanks for sharing that.